Well, good morning. It's 10:56 a.m. on Tuesday, January the 13th, 2026, here on a mostly cloudy morning in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. 40 degrees. Not bad, not bad. Get this stashed in a pocket. Get it out of the way. Off we go. Car's parked in the sidewalk. Or beside the sidewalk. I don't know what's going on. Somebody having their lot paved, maybe. There's a small office park just to the west here. I don't see any signs of activity, but maybe. I don't know. Doesn't matter. So, a very nice 3 day yesterday. It was mostly play, a few chores, nothing major. I had to make a grocery run this morning, pick up the pharmacy that I did not get on Sunday, I think. I remember mentioning my short circuit, getting in early to beat the crowd on Sunday morning, and forgetting that part of the reason I needed to go was to pick up the prescriptions, which I couldn't do. So yeah, today was a light run. I had a few things that I needed to get. Some more furnace filters. Gonna use the last of the current stock today, change out the filter. It's time. I did get my taxes paid. Did get my bread baked yesterday. So not a lot of extra stuff on the calendar for the day, which is good. I finally entered book 10 of the agents. Of the Republic Protectorate, or whatever the hell it is. Jackson Reed. It's, I think this is going to be the last one. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll write some more. I'm ready to move on, at any rate. So, having it be the last book available is good. I need to read something different for a change. Thought it was going to be colder than it is. I did not wear the parka. 40 degrees is not parka weather. 30 degrees, that's parka weather. But I am wearing an extra sweatshirt. An extra fleece. Mostly for the pockets. Stand up straight. So I'm still playing Satisfactory. I finally made it to coal power, so I'm free of the biomass burners, at least as my main power supply. I've been a lot less precious about space, about the length of belts. I ran a kilometer of power cable, and I don't have the big towers yet, so that's kind of a pain in the butt. But I have my base tied into a power grid. I learned some lessons the first time through. I have some factory machines that need to be retooled. Lot of research to do. I haven't yet tracked down my first hard drive. I've got to do that. I know there are some in the neighborhood. But I want to get steel going so I can get more. Explosives. I picked some up and then was killed by wild beasts. I've been practicing my combat techniques on the little guys. I have a rebar pistol, which is slow but works. Terrible aim, but there is a there is an aim point on the screen, so if I line up the aim point correctly, then quite frequently I can knock them down pretty quickly. Also have my parachute and my skates, so I can jump pretty high and sail in the air, so it avoids some of the damage. I heard a geese. There's a string just off to my west. One long skein. Some more coming overhead. Those were the ones that I heard. They're still jockeying position here. Played and shrouded with the disposal unit in the afternoon. We've headed into the Vale water and have started enhancing some of our gear with gemstones and doing some of the things that we haven't done in terms of game mechanics. We did take over our town again, the same town, and rebuilt it. Westcott, which is down in the Springlands. It's not very handy to anything, but it doesn't need to be. It just needs to be a place where we can store our crap and park our people. We claimed the fish farm, the southern fish farm, not the one that's in the Vale water. We claimed that and rebuilt the whole thing. Tried to keep some of the, what they call clutter, but some of the decorative items, so that it still looks like the fish farm, but cleaner, repaired. We repaired the tower. The tower is difficult because it's asymmetrical. It's not, there is little by way of symmetry. It's not in the middle in any stretch of the imagination, which makes it kind of interesting to me. But causes my dear wife a certain amount of anxiety, because everything is always off by a block. And to be fair, a lot of stuff is off by a block. I'm not exactly sure why or how, but stuff gets put, is off by a block an awful lot of the time. So, Satisfactory this morning, I'll probably play Enshrouded with her this afternoon. I'll get back just about time to grab an early lunch and slab of fresh toast and start our next foray into the wild. Coming up on a Get Ready, Sit With Me, I'm on post. Do not turn off the network, did I? I just remembered. I didn't turn off Bluetooth or turn on airplane mode. It's on now, so if there were artifacts, they, with any luck at all, should be cleared up. I've been away from it too long. Taking a month off for December was lovely, but I've got to be retrained on how to do all this stuff. Get back into the routine. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day. Hit all the buttons before I turn on the recorder. All that good stuff. Speaking of which, I'm having a hell of a time. I have a walking meditation that I listen to. It's a guided meditation for when you're walking. And it takes about 10 minutes, the first 10 minutes of the walk. But for some reason, the damn thing keeps cutting out. After a couple of minutes, it stops playing. And I can hit play again, and it'll play some more from where it stopped. But it's the only app I have that turns itself off after, I don't know, a couple minutes. Maybe a minute, maybe two. I thought it was a power setting, so I changed the power setting to 10 minutes. And it's certainly not 10 minutes. So the power saving thing, the app just decides that it's had enough and it's going to shut down. It's quite tedious. Oh, it's okay, dog. Good morning. black lab on the corner here, standing up for his territory. The hips may not lie, but they sure hurt today. Wow. Yeah. Getting old. Was looking at the snow pack on the mountains. There is very little snow up there at the moment. We've had very little snow on the ground here. That does not bode well. Does not bode well indeed. It's hard to say whether it's just a cyclical pattern in the weather, or if more of the moisture is falling off on the western slope, or just not coming ashore, not coming down. Maybe it'll make up for it on the back half. Speaking of my back hurting, having to shovel is not high on my wish list, but having water is, so good with bad. Pay the cost to be the boss, which I did not listen to this morning. This morning I was listening to Anna DeFranco's Dilate. Interesting album. It's not an easy listening, tap your feet kind of album. I need to cycle some more songs, some more music into my machine here. I also need to figure out why it thinks that the first track on my BB King Classics album is a different album than the other 10 tracks, whatever it is, 9 tracks. It's probably something set in the metadata that has made it think it's a different home. I need to try to figure out what that is, because it bugs me. That takes up 2 slots. And I can't play the whole album. I have to play that one track by itself, and then I can play the rest of the album. First world problems. The other first world problem is that my screensaver has stopped working. I don't know if it's because I have... Usually it's been because I had tabs open that refreshed automatically. And unless something has changed in my normal lineup, that's not happened. Probably could test that by having fewer things running. lot of traffic today. Gotta unzip. Got warmed up. And there's more blue sky, some puffy clouds, and less overcast, less dark deck clouds. It's a lovely morning, it really is. Little kid on the swings. Toddler. Willow sister's looking yellow. I wonder if they think it's spring already. In theory, in haiku months, spring starts next month. But seasonal lag will have cold weather and perhaps snow into April. What? Okay, yeah, fine. My watch being obstreperous. Nice day. Maple tree is budded up. Is it really, or is this just leftover? No, these are fresh buds. That's not good. Oh well, it is what it is. Somewhere here I have a device that needs my attention. Because I am at the back gate, the point where I say tomorrow is another day. A 2-day. And with any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.